This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. John Harbaugh and others, as you heard during Nolan's update, met with the media yesterday. OTA's three-week process still happening today, by the way, but not open to the people that cover the Ravens. Will be next week, week after that, then mandatory minicamp, and then see you in training camp. But Justin Tucker, kind of the big news of this Ravens offseason, where he was accused of some unsavory, immoral, maybe illegal things in regards to inappropriate behavior, allegedly, and multiple massage institutions. And then the process was, well, we're going to let everything take its course with the league's investigation. Then we're going to, you know, see how it unfolds with, you know, our decision. Whether or not this is going to be real. And then he got cut. And the Ravens, in their press release explaining, said it was a football decision. They drafted a kicker, Tyler Loop, sixth round. He had never drafted a kicker before. And John Harbaugh hadn't spoke about this decision in the, few weeks since it happened. And here's John Harbaugh explaining the Justin Tucker roster move.
It was a complex decision-making process. And, you know, I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzie, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game, you know. And like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to, in the end, it all backs up, it all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, you know, we've got to get our football team ready. And we've got to have a kicker ready to go.
All right, I'm going to go with this, Steve Molesky. Oh, you're not the Steve Harbaugh was referring to, by the way.
I am not.
Okay. That he's under investigation by the league. Still not resolved. Based on their past history, Deshaun Watson is the closest to these allegations. And he got a year. And basically, the Browns shut him down before the league even did as well. Or he might have still been with the Texans at the time. Justin Tucker was looking at a suspension and possibly, probably still is. So the Ravens, they understand that Zay's out six games. They're going to need someone to kick the football. This is a team expected to win, at the very least compete for the championship, if not win it. And you're going to need someone to handle their business in Buffalo. And Tyler Loop was kicking 65, 70 yarders. And that's all great coming out of Arizona. So they knew the big picture scenario was, we're going to need someone to kick. And this kid's going to be here while Tucker waits for the NFL to decide for them, which I believe is what they were kind of hoping for. Now you're creeping closer to football activities, which they're in now. We can't have Tucker kicking on one side and the guy that's going to be replacing him on the other. Because what if Tucker doesn't get suspended? Or if he does, do we bring him back after six games if this guy's bad? So that's what that, I think that's some of the complexities of it. But Ravens in the press room, right? Nolan said it was a football decision, correct? Here's the follow-up question. Well, why was it called a football decision?
I mean, that's a good question. I just think it's like, you just like I just said, it's many-layer decision. You know, if it was just a black-and-white simple thing, then it would be easy to understand. But I think anybody can sit, look at the whole thing in perspective and say, okay, we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And there's a whole lot of moving parts to that deal, you know. And it's just the reality of it. And you're faced with that. So as an organization, we made a statement about it. I thought it was really accurate. Sashi did a good job with that and thought it through, and that's where we're at.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, I mean, if it was a straight football decision, he was actually kicking well late in the year. He had turned his season around, and he was looking like his old self. So all of what he said is true, Bob. It had to be a complex decision. Had to not be just cut and dry decision. They had to investigate. The league has to investigate. There has to be some due process here given the player to tell his side of what happened. And they had to hear all that and weigh all that and see. I'm sure the Ravens had internal communications with the league office and top people in the league, their top people with their top people. And then it came to the conclusion that they couldn't continue with this player. And then you got to have time to move on from this player. Because, Bob, they're going to face a kicking competition for the first time in years. Now, they got the player they drafted,
Loop,
who's probably going to be their guy, but maybe not necessarily be their guy. I mean, he could be beat out in camp. So I think they handled it fine, really. I don't think that you weren't going to resolve this in 3 or 4 days.
And the follow-up question, I believe, was from Jerry Coleman there about what you said was a football decision. And as you pointed out, well, he hasn't kicked a football since January when they played the right. Bills in the divisional round. And after the bye in 2024, he didn't miss a kick, field goal or extra point, because the game before the bye where they lost to the Eagles, he was brutal. Arguably the worst game, if not, it was the worst game of his career. So if you're basing on a football only, what's changed since January? So then they dug a little deeper, as we just heard John Harbaugh say twice. There's more to it. He's going to get suspended. We need a kicker. That's pretty much what it boiled down to. And that's where we are right now.
That's where they got to. It took a little while and maybe didn't happen as fast as some in the fan base wanted, but that was the call.
Yeah, and Tyler Loop, assuming he will be the kicker, and I guess they've invested a draft pick in him to be that. Maybe a veteran will come in to add a little more competition because they brought in another undrafted free agent, but you know, they lose in Buffalo because he misses two kicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's going to be the story of Monday morning when we're on the air talking about that game. He's going to be under great scrutiny.
Well, look at the scrutiny that Mark Andrews got, and look at the career he's had.
Sure.
And we forgot all what happened previous because of the drop. But a lot of great things happened previous with Mark Andrews. They don't get to be the team as good as they are and the success they've had over many, many years without him. But what we remember now is the last play.
Yeah, and he met with the media as well. We'll hear from him coming up at 1 o'clock when we get to NFL lunch. And before we hit the break, going back to when Tucker himself got the job, Billy Cundiff missed that field goal in the AFC Championship game up in Foxborough. Tucker was brought in, undrafted free agent out of Texas, beat Cundiff out in training camp. Justin Tucker only missed 3 field goals his rookie season and kicked some big ones in the postseason when the Ravens went on to win the Super Bowl. So for the first time since then, someone other than Justin Tucker is going to be kicking footballs with points on the line.
Yeah, and just as you pointed out, as a performance, a kicker only, we're not talking about the rest of this stuff. Those are big shoes to fill, man. Big shoes to fill.
We'll come back, count some dough, hopefully, with buy or sell, and talk about the sports subjects of this Total Request Thursday. Get back to the Orioles at 12:30 with Steve Molesky. Right now, Norfolk is on Masson. Moomin and Westberger in the lineup, as a matter of fact. So we'll keep you up to date on those two. Convalescing, coming back, hopefully, to this Orioles lineup. And, you know, Gary Sanchez has been clear for baseball activities and all that fun stuff. Bradish is liking the way he's progressing as he'll get into rehab and live BP and all that. So we'll keep you up to date on this Norfolk Tides game till 2 o'clock. But we'll come back, buy or sell, talk more Orioles at 12:30, then a fun hour straight with Nolan McGraw, because we do not want to deprive the people of Nolan's just this effervescent electric personnel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.